Kirsty, it's raining here in the Brandywell. Sum up your thoughts at tonight's win here, which means we are Danske Bank Premier League champions for the fourth year in a row.
Oh yeah, you know, I don't think there's any words that could quite describe what I'm feeling right now, you know, to come up here. You know, we knew we had to score the 7 goals and we got the 7 goals and now we're going to party hard with it.
3-0 at half time. There must have been a few doubts as to whether we could finish it off in the second half.
Well, of course, you know, no matter what you think to yourself, you know, I think those doubts are always in the back of your mind. But, you know, we knew we had the talent and we had the squad to do it. You know, we knew we had to keep calm in front of the goal and just put the ball in the back of net. And in the second half, we came out and done that and got over the line.
Describe that emotion when that seventh one went in. I think it was Chloe McCarron got the seventh and the vital, all important goal.
Yeah, you know, it was unbelievable. You know, there was like obviously the relief setting, you know, like we knew we'd done it. You know, we knew we could go out and play football now and have a bit of enjoyment with it, you know. But just getting that 7 goal and knowing that we were champions again for the fourth time in a row was just unbelievable.
And Derry said he pushed us hard. They didn't make it in any way easy for us here tonight.
Oh no, of course not. You know, like you said, half time was only 3-0, you know, so they obviously had a game plan as well to stop us from scoring. But you know, like I say, you know, with the squad we have, you know, the girls are unbelievable and they work tirelessly hard, so we got our rewards in the end.
And Zion Swifts and Glenn Torn, they pushed us hard throughout this season as well, so you know, it's a hell of an achievement to win it after what we've been put under pressure this season.
Oh yeah, of course, you know, we've been under like a lot of pressure this season, you know, even losing players, you know, to injuries and like things like university and stuff, you know, and then playing in Champions League as well, you know, took a lot out of us, but we knew what we wanted. We set our goal at the start of the season to win the league again and be the first team to do it 4 in a row, so we weren't going to back down until we got that.
And a special one for you as captain for the first time this year, your first trophy as captain, extra special to you.
Oh yeah, of course, you know, it's an honour and a privilege, you know, to be captain in general, but you know, to win the league with it as well, you know, it's unbelievable, you know. So like I say, the girls worked tirelessly hard all season, so I think we deserved it.
And you, top scorer in the league again, you know, with your sister second, you know, a lot of personal success as well as the team success, which is what it's all about.
Oh yeah, you know, I think the more personal success you have, you know, the better the team success it is. You know, we do it all for the team, you know, so anything we can score for the team helps.
Well, enjoy the journey back home to Belfast tonight.
Oh, we
with
will.
This trophy
we will.
Tucked in the cabinet for the fourth year in a row.
Enjoy, definitely, we
enjoy,
will. Thanks.
Enjoy the hard-earned winter break, Kirsty.
Oh, we will. Don't worry.
Thank you, Kirsty.